this week's parsha, there's a few nekudas. The main nekuda that comes out is the chavivus of Klal Yisrael, the godless of Klal Yisrael, and also the shiflus of the Umas HaOlam. First, we find the chavivus of Klal Yisrael, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed around Sidrei Bereishis almost. As much as Bilam tried to bring about a klala to Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mesavev that there would be no room for his klala to be chal. As we say in after, Ami zchornu mayoatz, the Eitzel and the Tachbulois of Balak with Bilam, and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped them l'man da tzidkis the tzedakas of Hashem. The Gemara in Brachos tells us that the unique koyach of Bilam was that he knew how to be mechaven the Shoah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was koyes b'chol yoyim. The rega of Zam, the Pasuk tells us in Tehillim, kel zoyim b'chol yoyim, there's a rega of Izgabrus of Amidas Adin, and his arousing a kitruk with the klala at that time against Klal Yisrael would bring about the midas hadin against Klal Yisrael. Not that he had a koyach, but he kivyochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's moitzer b'yidei b'nei Adam, a koyach to be mispalel, a koyach to arouse different midas and hanhogas, and al yidei the fact that it would be ma'or a kitruk in Klal Yisrael at that moment, he would have had a koyach chas v'sholem to bring about the HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be done Klal Yisrael with Midas Adin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meshane Sidre Maaseh Bereishis, and in those Yomim when Bilam was trying to be Mekalel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't Koyes in those days. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not have that Hanhog of Kel Zoyim B'chol Yoyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu warned Bilam, sent a malach, made a miraculous nace of Vayiftach Hashem Pi Ha'osoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped him in some way beforehand. There's a rule, the Gemara tells us, and Rashi brings it on this case. The Gemara tells us on this case. The Bederach Shodim Reitzel Leilach Manichin Oisoy. Vaya, and the Pasuk, it's Mefurish in Pasuk. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that he wanted so badly to go, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you can go. But at the end of the day, Ach Sadova Asher Adaber Lecho, only that which I'll allow you to speak, that's what you're going to end up speaking. Va'ach Sadova Asher Adaber Lecho Yisei Ta'aseh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a miraculous nes. Va'yiftach Hashem Pi Ha'aseh. Meshachoch Mu points out, the Rishonim asked the Kasha, what was the reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made such a fantastic nes? Vayiftach Hashem Pi Ha'osoy. Again, the chavivus of Klal Yisrael. That what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed Balak and Bilam to go, being the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu planned to send the Malach. Another Rab who used as Zeichatimtza, used their Yetzara to destroy Klal Yisrael through the Klal of Zeichatimtza to make this miraculous nace. At the Osan in front of the Surrey Moyov will open its mouth as the Pshut Shal Mikra says that the Osan actually spoke, and they all saw it, as the Gemara describes to us in detail. The description of how it went on. The Osan spoke and asked him, "Loma ze hikisani sholosh pa'amim?" He spoke to him in human language, in a language that they understood, and asked him, "Why did you beat me 3 times?" And when he answered him, he began arguing. The Sheikh the Bilam begins arguing with the Osan, explaining himself to the Osan, instead of being taken aback by the gadlus of the nesa, what happened over here? And so the Osman tells him, well, you don't see the malach? There was a malach yotzen al negdi. Had I not stopped, the malach would have killed you. The Osman was megale to all the umas oilam through the sorei moyov, the chvivus of Klal Yisrael, that Kodesh Baruch Hu won't allow a Bilam to curse Klal Yisrael. He won't allow a Klal to happen. Klal Yisrael were menatzeach sichoim, they were menatzeach oig, tremendous Kiddush Hashem in a miraculous way. But to appreciate that it's not that they're being menatzeach in some miraculous way, but there's a love of Kodesh Baruch Hu to his nation. The Malach Hashem telling Bilam off in front of Sarei Moyov brought out in the strongest way that a Kodesh Baruch Hu sent a Malach to be Pesach, the Peh of the Osin opening its mouth and describing the fact that the Malach is standing over here and the Osin is speaking miraculous nays and telling him about this Malach standing here, that the Malach is going to kill you. It's going to kill me if we would pass. And then they see that there's a dialogue between Bilam and the Malach. And ended up being that Bilam speaks with all of his evil intent in his heart. He ends up being forced to speak and sing the praises of Klal Yisrael. That was something that Kodesh Baruch Hu brought about, that the Umas Elim should see Kama Chaviva Umazu, the great Chavivus of this nation, Ta Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Klolus, he didn't get his way. He came up with another Eitzah. L'chov Yatzcha Mayaste, the Pasuk describes, when he realized there's no way that he can destroy Klal Yisrael, Va'ata Hinini, so when Balak tells him, I tried it. It's not working. That I won't be able to. You can give me COVID, you can give me money. I practically can't do it. Last is Toiva Romi Libi, for my own intention. Only Asher Yidabe Hashem Oisei Adabe. But he tells him, Va'ata hini nihoylech la'ami, I'll take a leave you, I'll go to my nation back. V'choy yotzcha Asher Yase Om Azeh Le'amcha Ba'achris Hayom. I'll give you an Eitzah, what this nation will do to your nation in the end of the days. The Gemara tells us, Rashi brings it, Umahi O Eitzah, he tells him like this, Elekeim Shaleile Soine Zimahu. Through our own klala, no way it's going to work. I can't be mekala. Kodesh Baruch Hu is not allowing it. But alekem shalei l'soin ezima. He hates avera. B'mach shiv klal yisrael on avera, and they'll destroy themselves through hate. And that's what ended up happening. The horrific tragedy. The greatest tragedy that happened in the Midbar was over there by Shittim. How many people died in Shittim?
24,000.
Anyone has any other numbers? In the pasuk state, Magefa. Are you amazing? By Magefa, above Eretz Elif. The Magefa, 24,000 died. Okay, but there was something else happened besides the Magefa. Rashi. What happened before the Magefa? Vayom Hashem al Moshe. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, Kach es kol rosh ya'om v'hoi ki oisem la'ashem neged ha'shemesh v'yoshev charen af Hashem Yisrael. This is still before Zimri HaRosh shows up and does his disgusting ma'aseh. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, take the rosh ya'om All those who were nichshal in Bnois Midyan and worshipped Po'ar, kill them. Wipe out and kill any Jew who was nichshal in Baal Po'ar. And that's what they did. It was only when thousands of Jews are being killed that the Bnei Shevet of Shimon come running to Zimri and tell him, we're getting killed and you're keeping quiet? Do something for us. And that's when he did the whole disgusting Maisa. How many people were killed? Al-Yidei the Besdin, Vashtei and Rashi. What? Make it exact cheshman. Vashtei and Rashi. Read it out loud. Vashtei and Rashi. Pasuk Hei. Perek Chofei Pasuk Hei. Every Dayan of Klal Yisrael killed two. How many Dayanim were there? So you have the new gears over there, okay? So give the new gears, which is how much? That's 78,000. 78,000 Dayanim killed each two people. 78 times 2.
156.
So 156,000 Jews were killed on Yidei Bezdin. Yet a tragedy of 156,000 Jews when Nichshal and Avodah Zarah of Po'or were killed. Afterwards, when Zimri showed up doing his disgusting Maisa, another 24,000 died by Magefa. A horrific tragedy. We're speaking about 170,000 Jews killed on Yidei Bilon. What killed them? Chet. I'll say yishtik lo. Maimer agadet abisul. The kasha the achrin emech. So if other ask, what happened? Why didn't he give the seitzah to begin with? It's such a fantastic idea. Why did he try to work with his mahalach of klala? So he thought maybe he'll be matzliach more. So I heard pshat hazeh. This is a very big Talmud Chacham. He said a vort like this. In his youth, he was close to Gedolei Olam. He was ben bais by the Brisker Rav, ben bais by the Chazon Ish. And he had a nature of being a, I call a nasher. He used to nash from Talmud Chacham, all the Talmud Chachamim. A lot of different things I heard from him that he nashed in his youth from Alta Yidden. It was a certain shamish. It was an Alta Yidden. When he was a bocher, there was the Alta Yidden Yerushalayim who was mishamish with Psal Salanta. Going back, so I have different things. I have an Eidus Ish mi pi Ish from him, from this Yidus mishamish with Psal Salanta. During World War II, he was a tkufi, he was close. It's a different topic of Bnei Brak. Later when Rav Dessler came to Bnei Brak, he used to go from Yerushalayim to hear Vaidu from Rav Dessler and then Yoni Medrash. Rav Dessler said an idea like this. What's the inyan of Kel Zoyim B'chol Yoyim, that is the Midas Hadin, one split second every day? It's a mashu of a rega, it's a mashu of a second every day. The Gemara Brachos Tavov or something describes exactly how long it is and when it is during the day. He explained that the Midas which are Lamala reflect themselves on the Midas Lamato. The Hanhoga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he's misnaig with Din, it has an effect in the world in the form of din, even in the most physical sense. And the opposite is also true. He gave example, a time of milchama, a time of war, a time of or acharoin af, the midas between people, there'll be a midah of hester ponim one to another also. There's a certain dargi says people during wartime, it's not just the metzias which is happening, there's a natural netiyah of the of nivroim to be long faced and to be more in a hester ponim one to another, not to be less ha'oras ponim. It poshut reflects the midas shomala reflect themselves on olam, on this world. You saw during the war, even though here in Israel people didn't realize what was going on in Europe, there was a certain different mood that prevailed and was existing during the tkuf. This is a tkuf of Charein Av. There's a shinim in the Hanhogas Bnei Yodom. Kefi the Hanhogah Lamalo, kach is the Hanhogah Lamata. The Yitzhar of Arayas Alpi Kabbalah is referred to as Chesed de Tumah. There's a hiskarvus, so to speak, of mid of Chesed, but it comes out in the form of Tumah, in a wrong place. The Kabbalah was saying on the Pasuk by Arayas, by Achois, the Pasuk says Chesedu, that it's a mistaken concept of Chesed, that's the Musig of Arayas. The koyach of his gabrus against Arayas comes from the mid of Gvura. Mid of Gvura. And the mid of Gvura by humans, by us, is possible through HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanog of Midas Adin. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu's misnag with Midas Adin, that gives a koyach to the Nivroim to be misgaber and to be in din within themselves and to have a Gvura within themselves. When Bilam realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Bilam realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not being Zoyim B'chol Yoyim, he came up with this trick. The Midah of Midas Hadin by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kel Zoyim B'chol Yoyim, that is what gives the Nivroim the capability and the ability to simply be Mizgaber in the Midas HaGvura and situations of nisyonos. When Bilam realized that Kadosh Baruch Hu was not being koyes, and he has no room to be mekatreg, so he came up with this idea: be machshil klal Yisrael in znus, and they have less of a koyach to be mezgaber because there is no midas adin during this tkuf. When he realized that Kadosh Baruch Hu was not being zoyim b'chol yoyim, then there's going to be a mocking for chesed the tumah to be misgaber more, because the nevroim will be lacking in the capability of a gvura. That was his trick. As if it's a push the cash. It was an Nisoyin for Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara describes in Masechet Sanhedrin all the in fine details the tricks and the way they enticed Klal Yisrael. They did it in a way that was very that was hard for Klal Yisrael. The Gemara describes the whole situation where they made a shuk and they were selling clay pishton. They knew the Klal Yisrael wanted clay pishton. They appreciated clay pishton, and they were selling it very, very cheaply, and they made a whole shuk, and this kainos were bachutz, in order that it shouldn't seem obvious that there's a matzav of being nechshal and chet, v'yalta b'fnim. They had younger girls inside selling at a much cheaper price, and when the Zkena gave one price, the Yalda came out with a smile and made a much cheaper price, and then she invited him in to choose from the different big day pishton. They had left the Machne Yisrael. They didn't have the Onon. This was in the Machne of the Midyonim. It was hot. She offered him cool wine, and there was no issue of Yayin Nesach, so there's no reason not to take the wine. And Be'etzem, the Gemara gives a whole description how Kevon Shenichnas Bo'yayin, and she's busy speaking to him, and his Yetzahara began burning. The Gemara gives a whole description, Ache Ameris Le'Por, Atzim Chol Le'Por, do with the Maisa Aveira of Pa'or? Now the Maisa, Vehu Einu Yodeya, says the Gemara, Shavagdosa Bekach. What's the Avodah Zarah of Pa'or? Poyer Atzmoy and do Nasiyas Tzrochim in front of the Avodah Zarah. Vehu Einu Yodeya, Shavagdosa Bekach. So what did she tell her? She says, what am I asking you? Your Nasiyas Tzrochim, do it in front of my Avodah Zarah. Okay. Now, Klal Yisrael doesn't. Who ain't you that? This Gemara is an agent of Kufiyo. Who ain't you that? Shavidosa bekach. He doesn't realize that that's the worship. That's the form of Avodah Zarah. That this Avodah Zarah is worshipped al yidei asiyas tzrochim. What does he think? I'm being mevazed Avodah Zarah. And that's what she told him. What am I asking you? Do a ma'aseh bizui. So it was my Avodah Zarah. Do a ma'aseh asiyas tzrochim. Now the Avodah Zarah of Pa'or, the Netziv writes, is an Avodah Zarah that has a tremendous koyach of Mashiach to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael have a soft spot towards this Avodah Zarah. The idea behind the Avodah Zarah b'Pashtus is, I can build it up now, the Avodah Zarah of Pa'or was, worshipping Avodah Zarah al yidei, one belittling himself, a human being who has a tzelem elokim, including a goy, has a certain. There's certain the tzelem elokim has a certain. The man is amercho kovod v'lo yidem. The neshama is called kovod. Person has self restraint and self kovod, self respect. Avodah Zarah of Pa'or is to throw off all the self-respect and the self-covered, the self-restraint that the human being has in front of the Avodah Zarah. And that's doing the Maisa of throwing off self-restraint and the natural respectful behavior of human being, doing that is the Avodah of this Avodah Zarah. They didn't realize, they were a shoygig in that aspect, not realizing that this is good for the Avodah Zarah. And the halacha doch is that there's four avoidas of Avodah Zarah, which are considered Avodah Zarah by every Avodah Zarah. Shechita, Hishtachavoya, Zrika, Haktara. And then every specific Avodah Zarah is in the form of Avodah Zarah, in the form that you worship the Avodah Zarah. That's considered avoidah. There's Avodah Zarah of Markulis. The Avodah Zarah was throwing stones at the sheik. A certain sheik, they're taking two avonim and a third evan on top of both of them. That was this surah of Avodah Zarah. And the way of worshipping that Avodah Zarah was not by bowing down to it, but was by stoning it. Throwing stones at it. You still have this many places throughout the country, up north specifically, that they still have remnants of this Avodah Zarah of Markulis. You have mounds of stones next to a certain surah. That was the way to worship Avodah Zarah. Gemara says, "Rechayv person is chayv misa by throwing a stone to Markulis." Every Avodah Zarah has its way of worship. If doing something next to a cross is the derech Avodah Zarah b'kach, that's the Avodah Zarah of the cross. Every Avodah Zarah has its surah. Now, initially they didn't realize, but it was a ma'isachet. Kevin that the unichshal in Avodah Zarah of Pa'or, the unichshal in the ma'isachet, the tintum and the craze of the ruach tuma that a person who's nichshal in Avodah Zarah drove them to the worst. And already nichshal mirotzoin, once they came to realize yayin nesach wasn't aser then, but it was a metzias that brought them to chait, and they were nichshal, and that's how 180,000 Jews died from chait. Okay, now sifek zachakasha, back to the what I began with. There was no kelzoyim b'chol yoyim, so the yetzahara of znus was much greater. There were shoygigim initially on Avodah Zarah. So why, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael so much, how did a Kadosh Baruch Hu lash out at them so badly and let 180,000 Jews die? The answer is, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Bechira Chofshis to humanity. Klal Yisrael, they had Bechira Chofshis. It was a Nisoyan, and a hard Nisoyan. even on what they were shogeg, over there was a maisa aveira done. There's a maisa aveira of znus, boy la ram is kanoim poigin boy, and there's the maisa aveira of avira zora. Every aveira, even if the intention wasn't so bad to begin with, the metzias of chet is destruction, death. Loshon of the Chofetz Chaim, there was a story once, there was a maisa with a few kopikas, that there was a shayla of a choiv. Chofetz Chaim insisted to pay it back. It was a few pennies, it was a very small amount of money. Chofetz Chaim insisted to pay it back. So the person asked him, Rebbe, Siretzach Dovek and Apol Kopikis, was Retman Shoy? So he says, Siken Zayin, it could be that we're speaking about a few pennies. But the chet of Gezel, of a few pennies, could create a Malach Hamashchis, quote from Chofetz Chaim, Siken Bashaf and a Malach Hamashchis, was Ken Chorov Mach and Gan St. Petersburg, could create a Malach Hamashchis who had the kach to destroy the royal, the capital, the royal city then of the Tsar was in St. Petersburg. And the Malach HaMashchis has a kach to destroy the whole royal capital with all of the koiches of the Tsar, the Melech. The time of Chofetz Chaim was the Russian Tsar. He controlled Poland, all Belarus, Ukraine was all under him. It was the Melech. A Malach HaMashchis could destroy the worst. The same, a chet, a metzias of a chet is a power of destruction. It's a power of destruction. There's a certain level of yet much greater nisoyin. True. It began off as a shoygeg. True. But it's a maisachet. Maisachet. A terrible, as a terrible krach of destruction. It was better for Klal Yisrael and Adarab. From the Havas HaKadosh Baruch Hu to his children, it was better for 180,000 Jews to die and have a kapara than to remain alive with a chet. Be done them as a mishpat and kill them al pidin. Onshim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not when it towards Klal Yisrael, it's not derech nekama. It's a derech tshuva, it's a derech tikkun. The same ahav of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to his nation, that he would save them from a Bilam and from a Balak, and he would have them, he would have this low life of a goy, benevuah, sing praises of Klal Yisrael, adarab. The praise of Klal Yisrael is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ahav to his nation is that if chas v'shalom they're nichshal, better off if they die and they get to a tikkun. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave a b'chira chofshis. And even if it was very, very hard, Abba Noch Alt given a b'chira chofshis. And they were in Iksha. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu, from his nation, he has expectations. He gave us Taryag Mitzvahs. If a goy is nichshal and chait, and it's one shtik chait, nish geferlich. What I mean nish geferlich is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyochel doesn't care. If a goy steals 8 kopikis, 5 kopikis, who cares? It's the Malach HaMashchis that's created when the Jew, who's supposed to be a sparkling angel, a white Malach, not being nichshal and chait, when he's nechshal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes him to task. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves him. He wants him clean. Adarav. As hard as it is to read the end of this week's parasha, that's also in his galus of kvoid and chvivus of Klal Yisrael. Adarav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu not allowing them to be meluch lachin chet. We live in times which the matzav of the nisyonis are no less, I think, than mamish, There's two sugyas in Sanhedrin which go into the most minutest detail to describe the nisyonis. Many times in different situations which are shocking of nisyonis which exist today, which I think never ever existed before. It's mamish the lashon the gemara over there. Aruma is pogo bahen. They came to them in the most disgusting way to be mefata them to chait, and it exists nowadays. Wherever a person turns, wherever a person, the moment he leaves this medrash, it's a shreklecha, horrific, nisyonistic world out there. We're holding in the massive of the birur achron. Avatam advekim Hashem lekeichem chaim kulcham ayoyim. But no matter how hard it is, we have to realize chet is chet. A maisa aver is a maisa aver. And it has a horrific koyach of destruction. If we turn to him, beg him for help, and ask for help, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will definitely listen to our tefillahs. But we have to be naki from chet. And the one thing that comes up throughout all the brachas, time is short, I won't go into the details, but you should see it yourself as we learn the parasha. The chvivus of Klal Yisrael, the praises that Bilam is singing of Klal Yisrael, all come from their dveikus and mitzvahs, from their asiyas and mitzvahs, from their life being a life of mitzvahs. The chvivus of Klal Yisrael is through their kirma mitzvahs, through the hisrachakus of chait. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu's ahava ta'ama is that we should not be nichshal, and He won't allow us to be nichshal. He won't allow us to be meluchlich. Reign, heilige Yidden.